WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. For the first time since 1981, the Los Angeles Dodgers will face the New York Yankees in the World Series. The Dodgers just won at home, beating the New York Mets 10-5 in the sixth game. The New York Liberty finally have a WNBA championship after beating the Minnesota Lynx 67-62 in overtime of a decisive Game 5 tonight at home. The Liberty lost five previous finals. Explosions heard in Beirut today. Israel and Iran-backed Hezbollah militants trading air attacks. Sean Combs drugged and sexually assaulted a then 17-year-old teen boy during a hotel party in New York City, according to a new civil lawsuit, one of seven filed tonight against the music mogul. Also an allegation that Combs drugged and raped a 13-year-old girl. Combs' lawyers tell ABC News tonight they have full confidence in the facts and deny all allegations. This is ABC News. Jury selection tomorrow for a man some New Yorkers consider a white vigilante who choked an innocent black man to death on the subway, and to others, he's the U.S. Marine Corps veteran whose attempt to subdue a mentally ill man ended in tragedy. A Manhattan jury will soon have its say on Daniel Penny, charged with manslaughter for placing Jordan Neely in a fatal chokehold last year. The Dave Matthews Band is one of this year's inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. At last night's ceremony, Julia Roberts, who starred in the band's video for the song Dream Girl, had a shout-out to fans.
Fans of the Dave Matthews Band, we're not just fans. We are lifelong fans, avid, ardent fans, devoted fans, walk heaven and earth to be their fans.
Inductee Foreigner, the band's Luke Graham and Kelly Clarkson sang its number one hit, I Wanna Know What Love Is. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, if you're leaving a job, unless it's like truly a terrible worst-case scenario, it's a good practice to leave your job on the best terms possible. I mean, you never know what or who you might need later. So here are my four steps for leaving a job without burning a bridge. Number one, start by talking first to your direct manager. Now, you don't have to go into great detail about why you're leaving or what you're going to do next, but a when you're leaving and some version of a why should be in there. And 2 weeks' notice is the polite minimum standard for leaving a job. Step two, email your resignation to HR and include your end date. Step three, now, if you are a manager, your direct reports should be the next folks you talk to after you and your boss have put together a plan. And finally, do the best work you can so you leave on the best terms possible. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is Max Inc. Radio.
We are local music.
We'll be right back. Second to stop from the time. Thank you.
We just double-dipped the People Brothers Band. Why, do you ask? Well, Backsync Radio and the After Hours listeners, I just heard the Ice Dance lineup has been announced. It's going to be happening this January 30th through the 1st. And yes, the People Brothers Band will be there. So we'll celebrate a bunch of acts tonight during Backsync Radio After Hours show. And I'll be sure to point them out as we step through all the local music goodness that you're going to hear right here on Backsync Radio. You can also follow along at backsyncradio.com. for all the latest information out there on the local acts and the local bands all over the state of Wisconsin. But before we get into all of that New Year's action, we got to go back to Halloween because it's just around the corner. And Halloween is happening at the Lazy Elf Lounge in Madison Saturday, October 26th, with live music from Honey Shot, music specials, costume contests with first place prize of $400. More information is out there at LazyElfLounge.com. So what's next in the After Hours? More Ice Dance, of course. Chicken Wire Empire now on Backsync Radio. We are local music.
Town low to end the low down rain, watching good time Charlie friends is driving me insane. And up on shady Charlotte Street, both green lights look red. Wish I was back home on the farm, loading in my feathered bed. I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues. A picker friend who read yesterday's news, folded up page 21 and I stuck it in my shoe. They gave me a nickel to the poor, my good deed for the day, folded up my old billfold and threw it far away. I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues. Myself some guitar strings, the old black diamond brand, strung up this old Martin box and I'll go and join a band. Now yes, I'm gonna stay right here and pick and sing a while, try and make me a little change as I get some folks to smile. I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues. Chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues. I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues. These thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues.
The old dog sometimes gotta learn a brand new trick. If Rover don't roll over, he might end up on the short end of the stick.
Those are the Mantown Mannish Boys tonight at Whiskey Row Saloon. I know, you're on your way home from that show right now by now, but it's okay. You can catch them again at Lake Mill on November 9th. And when you're going from town to town supporting that Wisconsin local sound, make sure that you listen to your favorite Civic Media radio station on that Civic Media app. There's so many features, and one of them is sending an email or even a text. Earlier, Rocker forwarded one to me. It said, can we hear some cruising around tonight? Max Inc. Radio in the prime time was full, but we can take care of it here in the after hours. We are local music. Requested things, yep, we can handle it in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. Next up is Old Soul Society, and then a quick break right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
why tie? I've heard a thousand words, I've heard a thousand lies. Yeah. In my life, I've watched the world burn, I've seen it turn your eyes. Yeah. In my eyes, I hold an old man's tear, I've seen the babies cry. But now I realize I pray we'll make it soon, I pray it every night. But you hold me, release me. You just tell me everything's just fine. But you shove me and deceive me and sit and shake all through the night. You love me, believe me. You just tell me everything's just fine. But you hold me, release me. But God, I've gotta make it through this night.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com. Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
People have always trusted a compass. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm with the Aaron Weber Group, and yes, I got a compass in my hand.
Aye, matey. A compass guides me to treasure.
I'm Magellan, and a compass got me around the world.
Aye, 'tis true.
Throughout history, a compass has been trusted to lead the way. Now, let the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, the number one real estate brokerage in the country, guide you home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Our real estate riches await.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
said I can't feel it. And the fine timing is the best time it can sing again.
back from break with another band that you can hear at Ice Dance in Appleton on January 30th through February 1st. Local sounds this half hour are brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass, 3 locations in Madison. Shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. Local music is what we do, and we do it with Dogs of War. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio in the after hours. We are local music. Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
That's going to do it for me. See you at Ice Dance in Appleton this January. Keep the local music right there in your pocket by subscribing to the podcast or hear it anytime at maxincradio.com. See you next week, everybody. local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.